WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Thousands of people in Southern California have been forced from their homes by three massive wildfires fueled by hurricane-force wind gusts. This man lives in the Pacific Palisades.
From my bathroom window, I could see multiple houses getting burned down, and I could just fully see it from my house. It was pretty scary.
Many people abandoned their cars and ran away from the flames on foot. KNX's Craig Figner is in Altadena, where they evacuated a senior living facility.
Nearly 200 people in care homes had to be rescued by ambulance, but the ambulances couldn't get there in time. They had to be wheeled out of wheelchairs and on stretchers down the street.
Forecasters say the winds could intensify in the hours to come. LA supervisor Lindsay Horvath tells CBS Mornings,
"It is incredibly unusual for us to be dealing with this in January."
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. With long winters in Wisconsin, it's not uncommon to hibernate and feel down. The American Psychiatric Association says that about 5% of Americans experience a form of depression known as seasonal affective disorder, called SAD. People with SAD tend to have feelings of hopelessness and decreased motivation to take part in activities that they usually enjoy. Even those who don't technically meet the threshold for this disorder may see spikes in anxiety and depressive symptoms. In fact, some scientists suggest that more than 40% of Americans have these SAD symptoms to some degree in the winter. Just like some animals in a state of dormancy to survive the harsh winters, there are similarities with us. SAD may have its roots in its ways we've adapted to save energy at a time of year when food was scarce. We typically gain weight. Research says that diets are their worst in the cold months, where we generally slap on an additional 1 to 3 pounds. Which sounds just like animals saving up food to store fat for hibernation, doesn't it? And our bodies also slow down. We tend to stay inside more, which leaves hardly any exposure to sunlight, bringing our bodies lower levels of serotonin, which that plays a key role in our moods. So take that walk outside on sunny days. Or experts say to invest in light therapy. Using a serotonin bulb is believed to regulate feelings of happiness and anxiety. And health experts are warning Wisconsin residents that they expect to see a spike in respiratory viruses this winter. Lisa Hale has more.
The state has already seen an elevated number of norovirus and whooping cough cases this year, but the flu rate has remained steady with the last year's numbers despite declining vaccination rates. RSV cases are also low, but they're starting to increase. Health officials say that especially after the holidays, respiratory viruses could see spikes after residents traveled to see friends and family while remaining mostly indoors.
Marquette wins again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a comeback win in Milwaukee over the Georgetown Hoyas. Final score 74-66. Head coach Shaka Smart.
We get down 14. We're not shooting the ball well. The zone stymied us to some extent. It would have been easy for us to get bummed out. And I thought our guys did a great job collecting each other, helping each other. Have the spirit that we needed to have to win the game.
NBA, the Bucks host the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Former Marquette star Jimmy Butler says he wants out of Miami, but doesn't want the Heat to trade him to Milwaukee. NFL wildcard playoffs this weekend, the Packers and the Eagles Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur on one of the things that stands out about Philadelphia.
I just feel like the defense is, they're humming right now. It's a very talented defense. You can tell that they've got everybody on the same page. They got superstars on every level of the defense.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sun trying to poke through this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper teens with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 5 above. Tomorrow some sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon, 23 with light snow tomorrow night. Snow will be a dusting to around a half inch or less. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
One of my New Year's intentions is to play more, and by that I mean more board games. What are your favorites? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Time is 8:07. It is Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, January the 8th, 2025. Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Currently 10 degrees above zero, exactly the same temperature we had yesterday. No, actually yesterday was 9 degrees. I strive for accuracy here. I strive for accuracy when it comes to our statistics here on the show. But 10 degrees above zero with no wind chill because the winds are very, very light at this point. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, in recent times, we've had issues with our Facebook stream. In fact, we are still having issues with our Facebook stream here this morning. For some unknown reason, and I don't know what it is, maybe Mark Zuckerberg just doesn't like me. I don't know. But we've had these issues in the first hour of the show where the Facebook stream is not working. And it's not working right now. And it's been, in recent times, starting up at 9 o'clock for the second hour. But we have good news. As this morning, as right now, we are now streaming this program on YouTube. And you have an opportunity now to go to youtube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO stream, and be able to see our show and be able to be part of the show that way. And I have put a link on the WXCO Facebook page to get straight there. Then you can subscribe to the channel and make sure that you're able to see it each and every day. So, again, go to our Facebook page right now. Go to the 98.9 WXCO page on the Facebook, and then you'll be able to see the posting I just put up with a link to our YouTube stream. And then when you get there, make sure you subscribe, because then you'll be able to not miss any of our programs. And I don't know if it's right. I mean, it looks like there's a major delay on it. I mean, I don't. I know that we're going to have probably some hiccups here as well. But we want to be able to have more ways for you to connect with the program. Number one, you can always call or text us. In fact, as I have the YouTube stream up right now. And in fact, we are probably about 3 minutes behind on it. So if you watch on YouTube, you may have a 3 minute, you know, you can hear 3 minutes of what I just said and then catch up on it. But nevertheless, we'll see what happens here and go with it. So it's a good thing. That's what I'll say. It's a good thing that you can go to a youtube.com and see our show. And hopefully we're going to be able to use our new WXCO channel on YouTube for different ways as well. Perhaps be able to use it in some imaginative ways to get content out there as well. I have to kind of think about that and delve into that a little bit. But again, if you go to my Facebook page, I have shared our WXCO Facebook posting as well. So you'll have a link to go see us at youtube.com. And again, subscribe, because then you'll get notifications about our show, and you'll be able to see it that way as well. Coming up here on the program, we will be joined by Christine Daniels of the Good News Project. She joins us every first Wednesday of the month, but this month, the first Wednesday of the month was on New Year's Day, and we had a pre-recorded show that day, so did not have Christine on last week, so we're going to have her on today. She'll be with us coming up in the second hour of the program. Also, coming up in just a little bit, we'll be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. She'll let us know about continuous quiet weather here in north central Wisconsin. The temperatures are chilly, but that's to be expected this time of year when we hear about these major storms in the far south part of the country. In fact, going all the way down towards Dallas, Texas, some major winter storms hitting parts of the country, but continues to be very quiet around here. We'll get the details on what's going on around the country and around here with Brittany Merlot coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21. Also coming up, I haven't done this in a while. I don't know if I should be doing it, but doggone it, I'm going to do it because I got annoyed. I was just, you know, flipping around the World Wide Web yesterday, and our friends from down the street are kind of trashing on the President of the United States again. And the gentleman who I've talked about previously put out a posting talking about Joe Biden. And number one, this person could not carry Joe Biden's luggage. I would use another term that's sports related, but I'm not going to go there this early in the morning. But this person, in terms of the kind of person that Joe Biden is compared to the kind of person that we've come to find out this person is, to be making remarks about the president is wrong. He calls Joe Biden a good person, but a terrible president. I don't know how you can judge Joe Biden as a terrible president when you look at the results. And I think there's some things that we need to kind of put into perspective. So I'm going to do that coming up a little bit later on in this hour. But before,
that's a very good idea.
before we continue, you just heard the voice. We're going to talk here for a moment to our in-studio producer, our in-studio engineer. Give a hearty good morning to Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
Good morning to you, Ian, as well.
Seems like our YouTube channel is streaming pretty well so far.
Well, that's good to see. That's what we like, because
at least it's working.
I know. We've had so much frustration when it comes to the Facebook channel, and it's just nice to see it working.
Absolutely.
So again,
technology is always changing, and sometimes it can be difficult.
Oh, I tell you. I mean, we've had issues just being on the air. I mean, we've had those, yeah. You know, it's like, you know, and the thing is, at some point, we're going to have an issue again. In fact, just yesterday, you know, we have our meetings for Civic Media, and we have information that goes back and forth from folks in Civic Media. One of our stations in the western part of the state was having some issues, and our incredibly talented engineering staff was heading over there to fix it up, and I know they did get it fixed up, but there's always something that goes wrong. In fact, recently on our 12:30 frequency. We have a transmitter for 1230 AM and a transmitter for 98.9 FM. And mm-hmm. we had an issue where we had a part that went bad on our 1230 transmitter. So had to order it up, and we were off the air on 1230 for a number of days. And in fact, during the meeting yesterday that I had, we had the discussion, and I was, you know, the person that is in charge of the Wisconsin Rapids station said, yeah, we had the same exact same piece of equipment on our transmitter go down. And in fact, they're right now at low power because of that while they wait for another piece of equipment to come in. So again, it just happens. You get frustrated. You don't want it to happen at the worst time. You don't want it to happen at a bad time.
Nope.
You don't want it to happen when there's something really big going on or something very important going on. You hope when it occurs, it's sort of in a downtime, but it does happen. And I think everybody's gone through that kind of frustration from time to time as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's the countdown in terms of your trip to our Orlando?
I believe it will be 11 days now, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Something like those lines.
It was 12 days yesterday.
Yep. You're right. So exactly.
11 days until the big trip.
You haven't started packing yet, have you?
My dad and I are in the process of doing that. We're trying to figure out, because we're flying down to Florida from the Milwaukee airport, and we're trying to get a good understanding of, you know, what you're not supposed to bring on the plane and what you are supposed to bring.
Yeah.
Airports are, you know, very picky about that, and we're just trying to make sure that we do it right and don't have to, you know, go through any unnecessary pat downs. Hopefully not. But
they will trust you.
I've never flown a commercial airplane before. I've flown a small plane in Madison as part of a birthday present I got from my parents, but I've never flown a commercial before. So I'm a little nervous about that.
Nah, part. It'll be fine. I think I was probably around your age the first time that I flew. I did not fly at all till I was an adult, well into adulthood. I should try to remember exactly when it was, because it was not, I mean, late 20s, maybe early 30s. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really had never, you know, done that. And I remember the first time I was gripping my chair very hard at that first time. Mm-hmm. And even today, I mean, I still get a little bit nervous on the takeoff and the landings. But for the most part, I find it to be exceptionally convenient. It's exceptionally nice. Safe. I mean, when you think about the number of flights that occur every single day, not just around the country, but around the world, and we do not hear, I mean, very, very rarely do we hear about, you know, a major airplane catastrophe. I mean,
I feel
of course,
that should be the number of the day.
that could be. But it is really safe. I mean, it really is safer than driving. It's safer than perhaps even walking across the street. I mean, it really is amazing when you think about the incredible numbers of people that use airlines as a form of transportation each and every day, and we don't hear about it. Because, I mean, if we have, you know, there's going to be somebody here in central Wisconsin that has a fender bender today. But you're not going to hear about a fender bender up in the sky with an airplane.
No. Nope.
I did hear, actually, over the weekend, I shouldn't say this to you, but there was a close call. The Gonzaga men's basketball team was flying to a game, and they had a very close call. So once in a while, you do hear about a close call where a couple of airplanes get way too close to each other by accident. So
fingers crossed, I hope we can avoid
that. I think you'll be fine. The time is 8:18. Again, coming up, Christine Daniels a little bit later from the Good News Project. I'll be talking again about maybe a little pushback, because one of the nice things about having this venue is when you see something by the other folks that have a microphone in front of them, you can respond to it. I'm going to respond a little bit later on in this hour. But coming up next, it is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. She'll be joining us straight ahead. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation. and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you 2 great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Welcome back. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us as well on our new WXCO YouTube channel. Yep, we are on YouTube now. We have not been on YouTube until now. There's been a Civic Media YouTube channel, but it was being used by somebody else here in the 8 o'clock hour, so I said, we need a YouTube channel. So now you can catch this program every morning here on our YouTube channel, and it's on right now. So, again, check it out. I put a link on our Facebook page. Go to the 98.9 WXCO Facebook page. Look at the posting with the link to our YouTube channel as well. 10 degrees above zero right now in downtown Wausau. Some overcast conditions, but very calm conditions, so no wind chill at this point. And to talk a little bit about the weather, both here and around the country, where there's some rather interesting, you know, weather going on, we're joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty well. Hopefully you're feeling better as well.
I'm getting there. I'm amends. My voice may go in and out, or I may sniffle, but we're getting better.
Oh, I've been there. I've been there a lot lately. So it's just that time of year. A lot of folks around town, I've noticed as well, have been fighting this. It's just been this way for the last number of weeks. And again, it just shows how quickly things can get around, because it does. It really gets around fast.
Yeah, it does. Especially after the holidays, I feel, you know, everyone's seeing everyone. But hey, we got this.
Absolutely. Well, again, another quiet start here in north central Wisconsin. We're hanging out below freezing. We've been below freezing for a little bit now, and it looks like we're going to stay below freezing for quite a while. But again, as we've talked about quite a bit, just really not a lot of precipitation, not a lot of severe weather. I mean, it means the driving conditions are good. For us, really, no reasons to complain unless, again, as we've talked about, you're an outdoorsman. But, I mean, for in terms of the weather, very, very quiet.
Yes, we're actually lucky compared to the rest of the country. Right now in California, there's major wildfires, evacuations, winds gusting around 60 to 80 miles per hour, rapidly spreading those flames. Scary situations on the West Coast. And then down south, Texas has a winter storm warning, which also extends into Arkansas as well. So Dallas, Fort Worth area, looking at a half of a foot of snowfall at minimum, and ice accumulations down south as well. So major systems are moving through the nation, but they are escaping us. We're missing a lot of it. So while it, yes, is cold and kind of dreary looking outside with the overcast skies still, we are so lucky to be sitting here with nothing going on at all. So yeah, temperatures right now at about 10 degrees. We'll only climb a few degrees, about 17 should be our high today. Winds remaining pretty calm. We could see a few flurries flying around this afternoon. Some lake effect snow far, far north by Lake Superior, putting down an inch or two, but not much. I don't even think the flurries are going to affect our driving today. And then as we go into tomorrow, we get a little boost in temperatures because that same exact system that I was talking about in Texas, well, it's got so much moisture and strength with it. It's kind of combining into a big one. And as it kind of heads towards the Midwest, what it's doing is flinging another low pressure system towards us in Wisconsin. So it's not the main storm itself, so we're not going to see crazy accumulations, but we will see some snowfall Thursday night and into possibly Friday morning. So that could put down a trace to about an inch maximum. Then we get a little break on Saturday, and then another system wants to hit on Sunday. And that one is kind of shifting around, but it definitely targets Wisconsin, bringing around 2 to 4 inches. So we could see up to about a half of a foot, maybe by the end of this weekend, but nothing near what everybody else is getting.
The quiet weather is lucky for us, but very unlucky for the snowmobilers and the skiers. I think they have to probably go to Minnesota in order to take advantage of the snow.
You know, I was thinking that. Yeah, I was thinking that. I went up to Minnesota. They don't have much snow either. It's really, you got to find that lake effect. If you are an outdoor enthusiast and seeking that snow, go to where the lake effect is. I would say Hurley, Ironwood area, or the other side, Michigan.
And also you mentioned the fact the ice storms. That's one of the things that really causes damage, even probably more than the snowstorms, right?
Oh, absolutely. Ice is terrible. I mean, you think about it's freezing on branches, it's freezing on power lines, it's shutting your power off, and then you're sitting there in these cold temperatures with no heat, and that's just staying at home. Of course, the roads are icy and slippery and slick, and you're trying to walk around on sidewalks. Dangerous situations, and especially for areas down south that don't even know how to handle that. I mean, we're used to it, right? We get a couple of punches of those, but they don't.
Well, what are the details here? Is it middle of the work week? We're getting closer towards the weekend. What can we expect weather-wise here in the Wausau area?
Absolutely. So highs today reaching 17 degrees. It'll actually feel like that. A few flurries flying around, mostly cloudy today. And then a little warmer tomorrow. Highs reach the mid-20s. We could see some light snow moving in by the afternoon, ramping up a little bit in the evening, putting down about a half an inch. Inch would be the maximum. That system kicks on out of here. It'll be mostly cloudy for our Friday, highs at about 25 degrees. And then Saturday, we slide a little bit cooler, down to about 20. It'll be mostly sunny, bright and beautiful. So the best day of the weekend to get outside and enjoy. And then Sunday, that system bringing some snowfall, about 2 to 4 inches is what we should plan for. We'll, of course, fine-tune that forecast for you as we get closer. But highs on Sunday at about 22 degrees.
All right. Well, again, those folks are waiting for the snow, just significant snow, I guess you should say, maybe a little bit, but a significant snow is just going to have to wait.
Yep.
Okay. Brittany, thanks again for all the information. Have yourself a terrific Wednesday. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Bye. Have a good day, guys.
That's our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. All right. Now in downtown Wausau, again, overcast skies. Temperature of 10 degrees above zero. The winds are very light, northwest at 3 miles per hour, so no wind chill factor to report. Dew point of 2, relative humidity of 69%, and the barometer at 30.29 inches. Visibility of 10 miles as well. Coming up, we are going to respond. There's so many things. What I'm going to respond to in terms of the gentleman down the street who has a microphone in front of him is his slamming of the president giving an award to Liz Cheney. I think I have to explain a little bit something to this gentleman because he doesn't get it. That's coming up after an information update here on 98.9 WXCO. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The 107th Wisconsin legislative session kicked off on Monday. Six new state senators and 31 new state representatives were sworn in as Wisconsin legislators during the opening session of the 2025-26 Wisconsin legislature. The Senate has 18 Republicans and 15 Democrats. The Assembly has 54 Republicans and 45 Democrats. While Republicans still hold a majority, the margin is much closer than it has been in decades, meaning more bipartisan cooperation may be seen this session than in previous ones. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced it's awarding over $23 million to the state for 30 projects through the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program, all to strengthen local food systems. The Stockbridge-Muncie community in Bowler plans to build a facility to process and store foods such as Lenape beans, Mohican corn, and indigenous squash grown on the tribal farms, supporting economic opportunities for underserved producers across the state. And in Athens, the Red Door Family Farm is constructing a shed and a cold storage facility to package and store their organically grown vegetables as well as those of 20 other farms. And the purchase of a refrigerated truck will allow Red Door to transport produce from partner farms and distribute it to local and regional wholesalers, retailers, and food access organizations such as Feeding America and Marathon County Hunger Coalition. And construction on a Chipotle in Red Mountain has broke ground. It's set to open this year in early fall. The restaurant chain will be located off of Red Mountain Drive, and it's the first Chipotle storefront in central Wisconsin. And as old man winter has a tight grip on us, Wisconsinites may find themselves paying extra for electricity and heating. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says there's a way to keep utility bills down. They say to lower your thermostat when leaving the house and keep shades open during the day to allow sunlight in to heat the home. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Golden Globes kicked off awards season Sunday night. It was good news for the entertainment world as ratings were up across the board, including broadcast TV, social media, and streaming, despite the fact that the Globes were up against Sunday Night Football. Network TV reported that ratings were up 50% from the broadcast in 2023. The ceremony also produced 40 million social media impressions, which were more than the 2024 Oscars and Grammys had combined. Streaming ratings were up 9%. Post Malone performed with Beyonce during the NFL halftime show on Christmas Day in Houston. The night before, he was hanging at a bar called the Rail Yard with Shibuzi. That was a fun sentence to say. Malone met bartender Renee Brown, a single mom upset that she was working Christmas Eve for the first time instead of home making cookies and watching Christmas movies with her 9-year-old daughter. Her night picked up when Malone left her a $20,000 tip. Being more than 15% is so gauche. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sun trying to poke through this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper teens with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 5 above. Tomorrow some sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon, 23 with light snow tomorrow night. Snow will be a dusting to around a half inch or less. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, still concerned about the high price of groceries. We'll talk about Trump tariffs with Darren Von Ruden with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. That's all on the way. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. It's another edition of the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes, joined former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself as we talk high school sports, looking at what's going on in high school boys and girls basketball and boys and girls hockey, plus special guests. At 6:25, it's our coach guest for this week as we are joined by DC Everest head hockey coach Dan Vanslyke. The Evergreen off to a good start this season in the top half of the Wisconsin Valley Conference standings. Then at 7:06, it's our student athlete guest from Wausau East, senior guard Jaden Garrett. Garrett has helped the Lumberjacks to an outstanding start this season as they battle at the top of the conference standings. Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction. Wednesday, 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, we are now on YouTube. Again, you can go to YouTube.com. You can go to our Facebook page as well. I had a link, a direct link. You click on it. You can take us right to the WXCO Facebook page where we are streaming on YouTube. Hopefully, it can start a conversation as well. In fact, we got a comment from Tony Zimmerman. Thanks, Tony, for tuning in. Says, welcome to YouTube. And that's exactly right. And we're
Tony. Very nice.
Yeah, we're hoping to use this very effectively, our own WXCO YouTube channel. So, again, we've had so many issues with Facebook and their stream recently. Yep. It's just been incredibly frustrating for some reason. Again, I have no idea why. The first hour is not working, and then the second hour works. And, I mean, that's silly. I mean, people can't wait for the second hour to be able to see it. So, from now on, if you want to check us out, we'll always be on YouTube as well. So, again, but you can also tune in on 98.9 and 1230. WXCO.fm for a live stream on the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded the app, what are you waiting for? And also mobile devices like the TuneIn Radio app by searching WXCO. You can be part of the show by calling or texting as well. You can make those comments on YouTube, but we'll see them. But 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. If you have a question or a comment, you can use that number to call us or text us. The number is exactly the same. So 715-382-9297. Just heard a promo. Tonight we'll be back at it right here in the studio from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO. I'll be joined by former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. We'll talk about what's going on. Very exciting times as we get into 2025 with high school basketball and hockey. The conference races starting to heat up. Plus, every week we have a coach guest and a student athlete guest. And tonight our coach guest will be from DC Everest Hockey, Dan Vanslyke. Evergreen's 10-5 overall. They defeated Rhinelander 4-0 last night. They're 3-2 in third place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. So we will have Dan Vanslyke joining us coming up at 6:25 tonight, and then at 7:06, our student athlete guest for this evening from Wausau East, and they're boys basketball team, I think now they're 12-1 after another win last night. They defeated Wisconsin Rapids and off to a high-flying start, getting ready for a big one against Wausau West on Friday. From the Lumberjacks, we'll talk to Jaden Garrett, one of their senior guards. So Dan Van Slyke at 6:25, Jaden Garrett at 7:06. All part of the Big High School Sports Show tonight, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And I'll see if I can't get it on Facebook, get it on YouTube as well. We have to figure that out. We got to get that show on the video stream. Hopefully, we'll be able to figure it out by tonight, or I'll get it done very, very soon.
You never know.
All right. I'm going to start this conversation because I'm going to respond to a commentary made by Mr. Chris Conley. And I know the lawyers are out there listening. No, well, just want to make sure you guys are okay with it from Midwest Communications. But I got to respond to this because one of the things that is nice about this radio station in the last couple of years is because for decades before, here in the Wausau area, you had political talk, political commentary from one perspective, and that was over on WSAU and their far right point of view, led by people like Chris Conley and Meg Ellefson and others on that radio station. And then the rest of the day, they put on nationally syndicated programming from loudmouths on the far right of the political spectrum. Excuse me. But I want to start off by, before talking about his specific commentary, read something to you. The Constitution of the United States, and those on the far right, they like to talk about being, you know, originalists and being faithful to the Constitution. Well, the Constitution provides that an oath-breaking insurrectionist is ineligible to be president. There's no gray area there. It is black and white. If you're going to follow the Constitution of the United States, an oath-breaking insurrectionist is not eligible to be president. It is the plain wording of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Quote, "No person shall hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state, who, having previously taken an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof." End quote.
It's right there in black and white. Well, if you don't believe us, you can look it up for yourselves.
Disqualification is based on insurrection against the Constitution and not the government. The evidence of Donald Trump's engaging in such insurrection is overwhelming. The matter has been decided in three separate forums, two of which were fully contested with the active participation of Trump's counsel. The first fully contested proceeding was Trump's second impeachment trial. On January 13, 2021, then-President Trump was impeached for incitement of insurrection. In a trial in the Senate, seven Republicans joined all Democrats to provide a majority for conviction but failed to reach the two-thirds vote required for removal from office. Inciting insurrection encompasses engaging in insurrection against the Constitution or giving aid and comfort to the enemies thereof. The grounds for disqualification specified in Section 3 of that Constitution. The second contested proceeding was the Colorado five-day judicial due process hearing, where the court found by clear and convincing evidence that President Trump engaged in insurrection, as those terms are used in Section 3. The Colorado Supreme Court affirmed. On further appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, the court, stacked with Trump appointees and stacked with Trump loyalists, held that the states lack power to disqualify candidates for federal office and that federal legislation was required to enforce Section 3. That's garbage, but that's a whole different discussion. The court did not address the finding that Trump had engaged in insurrection. They did not say that Trump did not engage in insurrection. They just said that the way the state went after it was the wrong way. And then finally, there is the bipartisan inquiry of the House Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol. More than half of the witnesses whose testimony was displayed at its 9 public hearings were Republicans, including members of the Trump administration. The inescapable conclusion of this evidence is that Trump engaged in insurrection against the Constitution. In particular, Trump unlawfully demanded that his vice president, Mike Pence, throw out votes in the Electoral College for political opponent Joe Biden, a power he did not have. While the riot was in progress, Trump used Pence's rejection of his demand to further inflame the crowd and cause them to chant, "Hang Mike Pence." Some will argue, and I imagine the guy down the street would argue, that the Supreme Court decision in the Colorado case, Trump v. Anderson, precludes Congress from rejecting electoral votes when they convene on January the 6th on the basis of 14th Amendment disqualification. This view lacks merit for 3 reasons. First, the majority suggestion that there must be new implementing federal legislation passed pursuant to the enforcement power specified in the 14th Amendment is what lawyers call dicta. Dicta are the musings of an opinion that are not required to decide the case. The holding that Section 3 is not self-executing may be an alternate holding, but thoughts about the kind of implementing statute required are plain dicta. Dicta are not presidential. The 4 dissenters strenuously objected to this part of the opinion as overreach to decide the question not presented. This overreach is a power grab which Congress is not required to credit. Second, counting the Electoral College votes is a matter uniquely assigned to Congress by the Constitution. Under well-settled law, this fact deprives the Supreme Court of a voice in the matter because the rejection of the vote on constitutionally specified grounds is a non-reviewable political question. And third, specific legislation designed for this situation already exists. The Electoral Count Act was first enacted in 1887, later amended and restated in 2022. That statute provides a detailed mechanism for resolving disputes to the validity of Electoral College votes. So the idea that there has to be these continuing ideas that you have to do X, Y, and Z to pull an insurrectionist from the ballot and not allow an insurrectionist to get the electoral votes is garbage. But in the end, a couple of days ago, January the 6th, 2025, the United States Congress, they affirmed Donald J. Trump as the next president of the United States. But I just wanted to say that because I wanted to use that as a foundation in terms of what Chris Conley wrote this week in one of his commentaries concerning Joe Biden awarding the Presidential Citizens Medal to former Congressperson Liz Cheney. And Conley starts by saying this was a farcical move. And again, you can read Chris Conley's commentary at WSAU.com if you want to catch up on what Chris has been talking about. But he basically says that Liz Cheney is an anti-Democrat. That's the headline of his story. An anti-Democrat. Mm-hmm. Because she does not believe that Donald Trump should have been allowed on the presidential ballot. And she is not the only person that believes Donald Trump should not have been allowed on the presidential ballot. Mm-hmm. That's why I just went over what the 14th Amendment says and what the 14th Amendment is supposed to do.
Right.
It's supposed to keep insurrectionists off the ballot. It meant that in the aftermath of the Civil War, that those folks who served in the Confederate government and served in the Confederate Army and served as Confederates in the war that split this country in two could not come back after the country came back together, after the Union won the Civil War, and then become president of the United States. Or be on the ballot to be on the ballot in the southern states of the Union. So that was the foundation I wanted to lead into. We're going to come back in 2 minutes, and I'm going to give my pushback against what Mr. Conley said concerning whether Donald Trump should be president of the United States and whether or not Joe Biden made a farcical move in awarding Liz Cheney a Presidential Citizens Award. All right, so we're going to get into that coming up next. Mm-hmm. I'm Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Radio, WXCO.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on air.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can also join us and comment on our YouTube stream, brand new YouTube stream on 98.9 WXCO's YouTube channel. I wanted to respond to a commentary made by WSAU's Chris Conley, because I just went in the last segment. I explained that anybody that truly is a constitutionalist, who believes in the Constitution of the United States of America, it's a black and white position. And whether or not Donald Trump had some friends in the courts or people that just don't care enough to actually implement the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that says an insurrectionist is ineligible to be president of the United States. Well, one of the people that said that Donald Trump is ineligible and should not be allowed on the ballot to become president of the United States was Liz Cheney. And this past weekend, Liz Cheney received the Presidential Citizens Medal from President Joe Biden. And in a new commentary yesterday that Connelly put out, he said that Cheney, who is he calls her an anti-Democrat and calls the idea of Biden awarding that medal to Cheney farcical. And he talks about how Liz Cheney, in his position, the position that she had, is that Donald Trump should not be allowed on the presidential ballot. And because of this, Connelly says that Liz Cheney is anti-democratic. I would say that based on what he's written here, he is anti-Constitution. And these folks, they love to say that they are true believers in the Constitution. In her world, he says, this is again from his commentary at WSAU.com, says the person who got more votes than anyone else in last November's election would not have been a choice for the 77.3 million people who voted for him. That's exactly right, Chris. In the Constitution of the United States of America, if this country had the guts to actually follow it, it doesn't matter how popular Donald Trump is, or not how popular is, or how unpopular. It doesn't matter one way or the other. If you are an insurrectionist, you are ineligible to be on the ballot to be president of the United States. How difficult is that to understand? In the end, he was on the ballot. In the end, he got the votes. In the end, he's been elected. I'm not going to argue that it didn't happen. It did happen. It shouldn't have happened. We have seen other countries actually stand up to undemocratic moves by their leaders. But this country doesn't do that because we have a political party that is so under the foot of Donald Trump that they have no courage to do it. You have these billionaires who just get on their knees to give him more and more money out of fear. But it doesn't make the idea that he is not an insurrectionist any more true. He is. He led the insurrection against this country 4 years and 2 days ago. So the idea that Liz Cheney is anti-democratic is farcical, Mr. Connelly. And the last thing you put in this that made me chuckle.
Oh, boy.
The last line of his commentary about the anti-democratic Liz Cheney. Mr. Connelly, who again, in the past year and a half, has twice been put behind bars and charged with domestic abuse. So, obviously, has his own issues to worry about. And to be fair, those charges ultimately were dropped. So, I'll be fair about that. But the last line in his commentary concerning Liz Cheney and her more than legally, I guess, has the force of the law behind it of Donald Trump being an insurrectionist and not being eligible to be president of the United States. His last line was, "I will never be honored with the Presidential Citizens Medal. If offered, I'd refuse it." Liz Cheney's view of democracy is more suited for Moscow, Beijing, and Tehran than Washington. Enjoy your medal. Number one.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Number one. Based on your record, Chris, you would not be offered a presidential. Well, I shouldn't say that. Based on his record, maybe Donald Trump would offer it to him because he likes to offer people that have plenty of issues in their background, either medals or positions within his government. So I shouldn't say that. He could very well be offered it from Mr. Trump coming up in the next number of weeks. But the idea that Liz Cheney's view of democracy is more suited for Moscow, Beijing, and Tehran than Washington is garbage because it's actually the exact flip. If you truly believe in the Constitution, you would stand with Liz Cheney and others who say an insurrectionist should never have been on the ballot.
I can't believe
you. So you can you can read all about it at WSAU.com.
That's so low, just what he said.
The time is 8:58. Coming up in the second hour of the program, we'll be joined by Christine Daniels from the Good News Project coming up at 9:34. Coming up next, it's an information update. We'll find out what's going on in news, weather, and sports straight ahead. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, comedian Tim Cavanaugh joins me to discuss his upcoming show in Port Washington. Then TV's Mike Siegel and I discuss high school dance music. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Ferocious winds with hurricane force gusts up to almost 100 miles an hour are fueling wildfires tearing through Southern California. They've burned thousands of homes and threatened thousands more. This man lives in Altadena.
Got some water, got my puppy, and we're being mandatory evacuated now. It's time to go. Eyes are burning. Ugh.
CBS News LA's Rick Montanez is in Pacific Palisades.
We're standing right on the rocks next to the water. I can even feel some of the water splashing as we watch these embers just cast out into the ocean.
NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab is now under evacuation because of the Eaton fire. CBS News LA meteorologist Alex Biston.
You know what? It is all about those very strong offshore Santa Ana winds. We have seen wind gusts anywhere from 60, 70, even 80 miles per hour.
They're expected to strengthen. CBS News special report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.